Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad to be with you for the other hour today. What I'd like to talk about is being kind. I think one of the most important things that I've learned in my life is to be kind to everybody. Reason being that we don't know who the other person is, even if it's our best friend or our worst enemy or whatever the case may be. We need to pass love to everybody, including our enemies, probably even more than our friends. But the important part is that our hearts should be open to allow us to do whatever it is we need to do to help each other. It's so important and so compassionate to be there with everybody. You know, one of the things I've learned along the way, it takes a lot of work to be negative and no work to be positive. It's just that what I'm saying is that positive is absolutely absolute. And negativity, you really have to work hard. You got to think about what to say and everything else, where positivity is just right there all the time. It's wonderful to love everybody. I've learned through meditation and through prayer that we really need to love each other and to give the best that we can to each other. It's so, so important to do. And the more we do, the better off we'll be. I know Dr. Bell and I have grown pretty close. And we were in New York City 2 weeks ago. He asked me to come down to help sell his products. And we had a wonderful, wonderful couple days down there. And I met some wonderful people, Mikhail and John, and they are such sweet people. It takes a lot to sell, and it takes less to do when everybody works together and really does a beautiful job and try to help each other. So, again, it's a lesson in learning. And I think, again, that it's wonderful to meet people that are so positive and upbeat. And it's really been a lot of fun being with Dr. Bell, Fred, and being on his show and helping him and, of course, helping myself at the same time. The other thing that I wanted to discuss this evening, a lot of people have been asking me what I did inside the Ark of the Covenant. They've called me, and we've talked about that several times. And the Ark appeared to me about 15 years ago as a small, almost as a small dot. I saw it above my third eye, and every year it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it was full size. And I had a wonderful person here in the city of Rochester who's very psychic and able to see. And I was working on her in the room and in my energy room. And she saw the Ark at the end of the table because I asked her, I said, do you see what I see at the end of the table? And she says, yes, it was the Ark of the Covenant. And so I've had a lot of fun with that for the past 15 years or so. And about 2 years ago, the Ark appeared in front of me and the Ark cover came off. And I was allowed to go into the Ark, and the Ark basically is a completely different dimension. I didn't see the two tablets at the time going in there, but I did see different dimensions. And what they were doing was showing me what I could handle at the time. And I was in there for about a month. I got lost in some channels. And I wasn't worried or frightened. I just stayed there until I found my way out again. It was no big deal. But when they show you something like that and they invite you in, you just do whatever it takes to do, and then you get out and enjoy yourself at the same time and thank everybody for the gift of being able to be there. There is... I presume, if you want to call it a hum, I didn't feel it. I think some people have felt the hum, and people have felt the energy of it. But I guess when they give you the lesson of going in there, that's alleviated for me. There's been a lot of things that I have done that have been really a lot of fun for me. And one was standing in front of the Ark, not that Ark, but the Ark, which contained the five books of Moses or the Torah. And after I actually been meditating with sages and holy men for about 10 years, and what happened was is that the men left, and I was in the room. I was up at the Bema, or it's a pulpit, basically, and I bowed in front of the Torah, and I felt this opening above my head, and the amazing part was is that I heard this wonderful voice come down to me that was quite interesting and said, you don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me. And at that particular time, I knew that God listened to everything I said and everything that I do. And it was quite interesting that your word is so important and what you do that is so important. So I'm learning a lot as I'm going through life, and I just wanted to share a few things with you. Valerie and I, last week, were in the Sacred Groves in Rochester, New York, actually Palmyra, New York. It was the home of John Smith, who got these gold plates, I believe, years and years ago. And the energy there was absolutely fantastic. It's one of the highest energy points I've been into, or Valerie can remember. And what happened was, there's a few things that happened. As we were walking into the park, into the Sacred Groves, I could feel and see a cathedral above me. It was just a gigantic purple and orange and green, and it just looked like a gigantic cathedral above me, maybe about 100 feet high. And as I went in, there were different dimensions. Valerie felt them also. And so what happened was is that at one point, Valerie sat down and she opened up her hands and she was praying. And Madeline, who works with Valerie, her partner, and I went further down the trail, maybe about another 100 yards or so. And as soon as we made the turn, there was a mist. And I was almost reluctant to go in there, but I did. And there was a tree. And I went to the tree and hugged it and told the tree that, of course, I loved it. Valerie, in turn, had a visit from two men. They were both the same height, wore the same clothes. They were in black. I believe they were wearing glasses. And Valerie said hello, and they smiled to her back and said hello. And then they came further down the trail. I was with Madeline. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Yes?
Hi, it's Jeannie White. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. I wanted to check in with you. I don't want to interrupt your story, though.
No, that's okay.
Okay, great. Well, I wanted to thank you for your healing on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that it has helped.
Thank you. Thank you. I can feel your energy is much, much better. Your voice is much more grounded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it feels really, really good. And since we've been doing a lot of work, you feel much more grounded and much less confused. As a matter of fact, the confusion is gone. I can feel that.
Wow. Yes. So, my eyes are reacting well, and my body is doing much better.
Oh, that's so kind of you. That's so kind of you. That's wonderful to hear your voice. If there's anybody else out there that wants a healing, please give us a call. And we're more than happy to help you. But it's such a pleasure hearing you.
Thank you. Well, it was exciting for a friend of mine to say, you know, you can call in to Steve's show on Saturdays. I'm like, oh, I definitely am going to arrange my day so I can do that.
Well, that's wonderful, honey. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing so much better. When we left, you were doing a lot of releasing.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful because I knew that you were releasing a lot of stuff we need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And so your voice is much stronger and much clearer and much more concise. So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later, Steve.
Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So anyhow, the story that Valerie and I were doing at the Sacred Groves, when these two gentlemen walked up past the point, just before we got into the mist, or just before they got into the mist, they actually vanished right in front of Madeline and I. And I was astounded. I've been able to make contact with people thousands of miles away, and I was able to stand in front of them. But I don't remember that, and people were telling me that I stood there. But these guys were angels, and they just disappeared. Now, the part, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Valerie about it, and the amazing part was that the difference between times, this mist must have been a different kind of dimension, because Valerie said that the point of when I saw them and Madeline saw them and the time she saw them was a half-hour difference, and we thought that they had just left Valerie because we saw them talking to Valerie, and they made the turn and disappeared. And Valerie said, well, the time between when they met you and the time between my time was a half hour. So it was really, really wild. I mean, you know, we were looking at it, and then all of a sudden it took a half hour of time, and we didn't even understand it. And sometimes what I've said before, it's best to let things go and just let them happen, because evidently there's divine will involved, and we just allow that to happen. So it's really wonderful that we were able to see that. And along the trip along the way, we did a lot of walking. I think we did about 4 or 5 miles of walking. And about 100 feet up in the treetops, we saw this tremendous light. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous, and it kept on getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. It got to the point where it was actually brighter than the sun, and it was shining on all three of us. And then it just got dimmer, 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 and all of a sudden the wind picked up. It felt like it was going to rain. The wind must have been doing 50, 60 miles an hour when we were in the Sacred Groves, but it never rained, and that was really wonderful. It was really a dichotomy. One minute the light was so strong, and the next minute the wind and darkness was very strong. So nature is absolutely wonderful, and the divine will of God is just perfect. I mean, it's amazing when you see things like that. And Valerie's such a nice person. She picked up on it. She's seen this stuff before. I have not. I've done it myself, but not to my own knowledge, in terms of disappearing and manifesting somewhere else. So it's really interesting when it happens live and you can actually feel it. Anyhow, if you ever get to Palmyra, New York, I think you should take a walk through the Sacred Groves. We felt a lot of energy leave us, a lot of black, that was involved with our emotions and also our psyche. So it was really, really good to do. It was really wonderful to be with Valerie, and Valerie stayed here a couple days and rested, and so did Madeline, and we just enjoyed each other's company. The other thing I wanted to discuss is what are we doing in terms of helping each other? It's so important that we can help each other. The more I get into energy, the more I find out that I love everybody. I find that divine will is more important than anything. The way that we work, the way that we do things to help each other is so important. We never know who we're talking to. Again, I was having Passover dinner here one night, and I had a knock on the door, and a little boy walked in, wanted to sell candy. And I said to him, I'm terribly sorry, but we're doing services this evening. And he walked out, and I walked back to my chair, which took me about a half a second. And I said, oh, my God, I think that was an angel. And I walked back to the front door and opened it. He was gone. I mean, he wouldn't even had time to walk down the stairway, and he was gone. I mean, it's just, so you never know who you're talking to. And Valerie was telling me a story also about she was stopped by somebody, says, please give me some money, I'm very hungry. And she reached in her pocket and gave the money to this person. And as she was driving away, she see the man praying to God and showing the money that Valerie had given her. So we never know who we're talking to. We never know what transcribes or why we're given what we're given. But I'm starting to realize that most things are a test. And it's very important that we pass those tests. And if we don't, it's just a learning lesson. So we need to be careful of what we say and what we do. The other thing is that through all this, we've been learning a lot, Valerie and I, and one thing I can say about Fred Bell, there's nothing this guy can't do in terms of making all kinds of projectors and receptors. They really, really work, and it's just a pleasure to work with somebody that really knows what they're doing in terms of energy. And I report to him all the time about the projectors and what they've done and what they don't do in certain levels of energy. And so that's been really a lot of fun for me. The other thing is, if there's anybody out there that can use a healing, please don't hesitate to call us. I'm more than happy to help you. And, you know, we're always open and willing to help as much as we possibly can. Wisdom. Wisdom is to be gained through respect of self. I think it's very, very important that we stay open, be as neutral as we possibly can. And what I'm saying is just let everything go in our minds and just take in the light of God that surrounds us all the time and just work with it. Just work with it. Just take it in and have a lot of fun with it. There's nothing that we can't do with energy. I'm just finding that out myself. I'm really a novice at it. I've only been doing it for 30 years, but it's really a lot of fun, and I'm still in kindergarten sometimes, so we need to really work with it and know that what we're doing. I've also had requests for some of my sayings, and I gave some sayings out the other week, and people are still calling and want to have those sayings. So what I'm going to do, if you have pencil and paper in hand, I will give you the sayings. I'm writing a book on these sayings, Messages from the Most High. These are messages that I receive from God, and I've been giving out just a few of them. The first one is, to me, the truth in itself is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. I'll repeat that again. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second message that I got was, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd like to get a reading, I guess.
going to have to speak up. I can't hear you. And I need to know your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Ken.
Ken?
I'm calling from Canada.
Yes.
And yes, I have Huntington's.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in June.
Yes.
And I'd like to get some information, I guess, on it. I guess why I have it.
I think the most important thing is that we heal it, and we'll try to do the best we can for you. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
So what I'm feeling is there's energy going through you right now. Can you feel the energy flowing through you? You have a lot of darkness leaving you right now. Can you feel that? Hello?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to tune into it. It sounds good to me, but I'm not sure if I feel it.
Okay. What's happening now is your stomach's getting a lot lighter. The darkness around your heart is leaving. That's the first things we need to clear first.
Awesome. It's kind of like Parkinson's. It's not like it's a neurological.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a brain.
Well, what we're doing right now is clearing your body to help you relax. What I'm doing is opening up your heart right now. And where we're going to right now is in your brain. Do you feel lightness in your head right now?
I feel a little tension. I get this a lot in my solar plexus.
Can you feel the energy going through your head right now? Can you feel energy coming out of the top of your head? I can't hear you.
No, I'm sorry. I don't feel it. But
okay. It's actually coming out of the top of your head now. Have you ever been able to feel energy?
I'm more of a giver for energy.
That's fine.
I think it's a little harder.
That's fine. But you're taking in an awful lot of energy.
I'm a born healer, but
You need to do is to let go. You have a lot of confusion. What you need to do is just allow that to balance yourself out. Your mind wants to balance now. You should be able to feel that in your gut. Can you feel things releasing?
I feel something in my gut.
Good.
I did. Every day I always feel something in my solar plexus when I meditate. It's always as if I have to release it.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's part of it.
Well, you're having a lot happening. The solar plexus is a very important part because the solar plexus holds a tremendous amount of emotional feeling.
Yeah, I get that. I get that all every day now. It's more intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you need to do, listen to me very carefully. Do you have pencil and paper?
Oh.
Do you have it?
Okay. Caroline?
Okay.
Okay. Caroline? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, allow yourself.
Okay.
Allow yourself to feel your feelings.
Okay.
A big one now. Be gentle with yourself. You're too hard on yourself.
Okay. I'm too hard myself. I get that a lot.
Yes. You're way, way too hard. Think of God as your father, and when you want to talk to him, you just ask for his help. He's your father. He's going to help you. No matter what you need, he'll help you. What you need to do is allow yourself to let go. You have to learn to let go. Most diseases are held on because of emotional reasons, or you know, you just allow things to go. You have to allow everything to release. Now, you should feel more energy around your body. Can you feel your body opening them up on the inside? Can you feel that? What I'm talking about
is
more...
I mean, still more at peace.
Repeat that again?
I feel more at peace.
Okay, good. What we're doing is opening up the energy fields all through your body and all through your aura field. Now, your aura field, you're, where are you at in Canada? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, where are you at in Canada?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in Toronto.
Okay. What I would suggest doing is you have to stay more attentive.
You would suggest what, sorry?
You have to stay more attentive.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, sorry.
I'm right here. Are we having a communication problem? Hello?
Hello?
Are we having a communication problem?
Yeah, it's a cell. I guess it's a phone.
Okay. Try to listen to me. You need to allow things to go. Now, you have a lot of black pouring out of you right now. Tremendous black is coming out of your mind.
Okay.
Just allow it to flow. That's it. Just coming, just pouring right out of you. Just pouring right out of your body. Just stay with me. It's just black. It's just pure black is coming out of you. So allow that to leave. Can you hear what I'm saying to you?
Oh, yes, I hear. Thanks a lot. That's great.
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
How do you feel? You feel the darkness leaving?
Yeah, actually, I do feel a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, again, more calm and peace, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what you need to do is to learn to let go.
I do this on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, you need to allow that to happen. And the other thing to do is stay within your own body. One of the things you have to learn to do is stay within yourself, and you're grasping for help, and you're grasping for somebody else's energy, and you need to pull back from that. I know you need help, and you'll receive help, but you need to allow yourself to let go of everything. Do you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
How do I do that?
What you need to do is to learn through meditation to let go. You have to learn to let go of everything.
Oh, okay. So that's it.
And then the other thing is, I'm going to get to it in a minute or two here, is that you need to allow yourself to experience what you're feeling.
Okay.
And the other thing is that you need to breathe in the breath of God, and that will clear everything out of you.
Oh, wow.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is take in a breath and say, I breathe in the breath of God. Mm-hmm. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Well, say it.
I'm sorry. You have exceeded your time limit on this call. Sorry, we cannot process your call at the moment. Please try again later.
I guess he's all finished. Evidently, he's on a phone that is just on a time. So I think he was having a little problem understanding what I was saying to him. And I was trying to clear his mind, which we've got about 50% of it cleared out already, so it should help him. He should feel a little bit more grounded, and feeling a little better. Poor guy was really, really upset. I wish I would have had another minute or two with him. But I'm clearing him right now as we speak. Is there anybody else out there that would love some help? I'm more than happy to do that and to help you as best I can. Is there anybody else out there? I'm more than happy to help you. So please give us a call. And even if you want to talk for a minute or two, I'm more than happy to help you as best I can. The thing about loving kindness is that it is within all of us. There's no disconnection from anybody. We're all connected together. I had a caller from California about, I think about 4 weeks ago, and he was actually 5 weeks ago, and we were connected to our auras, and what happened was is that I took my hand and I pressed against his aura, and he could feel it from California, and he says, wow, yes, I can feel you pressing on my aura. And I told him there was no disconnection from the aura. The aura goes completely to heaven. Everybody's the same. Everybody has an aura that if you open far enough, you can feel it 3,000 miles away. And if it could feel it 3,000 miles away, you can feel it from the moon. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, who's this?
My name is Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
What
I wanted to see about if you could give me a healing.
Sure. What's wrong there?
I'm having some problems with, I'm not sure if it's blood pressure or stress, but I have a lot of pressure in my head.
Yeah,
my
what we're doing right now is that this pressure is coming out from your groin area right now. Your back seems to be very tight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What we're doing is clearing out your back. Can you feel the energy flowing up through your back to the back of your head?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. Let's just stay connected here, and we'll see what we can do for you. Good. You've had a lot of emotional stress lately?
Yes.
Okay. Is it something you need to talk about to me privately, or is there something that we can discuss over the phone?
Well, there's just a lot of problems have gone on
okay.
in my family, and, you know, and it's just been really rough, financially
okay.
as well as circumstances.
Okay. You should be able to feel yourself opening up more multidimensionally. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. We're getting a lot of black out of your body now. I don't know if you can feel that or not. You're going to see a lot of black coming out of your head. So just go with it. It's going to be coming out throughout your whole body. So just allow that to go out. That's it. Good. We're just allowing all this darkness to go. Again, the best thing to do, if you can, at this time, is just to let go. And that's evidently what you're doing. You're open to energy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Good. Can you feel the energy turning to light now?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. Good.
Feels like such a relief.
Yes. Yes. The energy's just shifting. I'm looking at your cells right now. And just clearing your cells. You should be able to feel a lot of light going into your body, and it should be pretty intense. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. I'm going to be pulling your DNA in about 2 minutes, so let's just clear you out of here before we get involved with that. You should be able to feel energy coming up through your feet, through your body, and your feet are clear. Can you feel the light going through your feet now?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. If you look down at the bottom of your feet, you're going to start noticing the earth. We're going to a whole different dimension here. Can you see the earth underneath your feet?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good. Now, what we're doing, if you look straight down, you'll be able to see light from the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Yes.
Good. What we're doing is opening up the center of the earth to you. It's going to seem wild because it's going to seem like you're not standing on anything, but you, in actuality, are standing on the earth. You're just being cleared here.
Okay.
The earth wants to help you as much as heaven wants to help you. How does that feel?
It feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the flow of energy going through me.
Good, dear. Good. Wow. You should feel much, much more multidimensional. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel things opening up around you?
Yes, I do.
Good. As we're opening up, there's still a lot of darkness coming out to allow you to accept the new dimensions that are coming into you. You should be able to feel that really opening up now, and you should be able to feel the darkness leaving your body again.
Yes, I can feel that.
Good. Well, let's just hang in there and see where we're going with it. Okay, now, what's happening is that you're going back in your body. You haven't been really dealing well with everything that's been going on. You're actually in your... Okay. Let's just get you centered here just before we say where you're at here. Here we go. You should be able to feel your body coming down to center. Can you feel you coming down through the center of your body?
Yes.
Good. What we're going to be doing is grounding you right to the ground. Things are going to be opening up, so allow yourself to enjoy it. This is going to be all new for you. Is it daylight where you're at, or is it dark, honey?
It's still daylight, but it's heading towards dark. I'm on the East Coast.
Could you do me a favor? Are you near a window?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you go walk near a window and take a look outside? You're going to see colors brighter than you've ever seen before. And you're going to see more more energy around you. Can you see trees with a different kind of color?
Oh, yes.
Yes, good. Do you see everything a lot brighter?
Yes.
Good, dear.
Much, much brighter.
Yes, yes. You're really clearing. You're going to be one heck of a healer.
That would be nice.
Assuredly, you will be. This kind of energy doesn't come to everybody. It's you're really opening up an awful lot there.
I feel so much lighter.
Yes, yes, you're much, much lighter. You should feel much more grounded and much more centered.
Yes.
How does that feel to you?
Feels wonderful, peaceful.
Good. I'm just staying with you. I want to monitor you. I'm going to be monitoring you for about probably a week or two.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I don't have your phone number, so if you don't mind, I'm going to give you mine. Please call me.
Okay.
And I will call you if case there's something that needs to be changed. I will call you and let you know what I'm doing before I do it.
Okay.
Okay. My cell phone number is area code 585 746 8321.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, Steve.
I'm just tuning into you again. Now, your heart's really lighter.
Oh, yes.
Right.
The pressure in my chest feels gone.
Right. I'm just clearing the pressure from the back of your head right now. Okay, now we're going to bring down your blood pressure. This is going to seem really weird, but this really works. What I need you to do is to allow your rectum just to release. What it is, the sphincter is very tight. What you need to do is just relax. That's it. Feel yourself coming down more?
Yes.
Good, honey. Just relax through it. Everything has to breathe. Feel yourself relaxing a lot more?
Yes, I do.
Good. I've been able to, for some odd reason, I don't know why, people that have had asthma or breathing problems, as soon as we do this, it goes away.
Wow.
So do you feel yourself expanding in your chest area now?
Yeah.
Take a breath, and you'll see that you have a lot more breath. You feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Try to do that. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. What I would suggest doing is breathing, all the way down, letting it go through the rectum, through the feet, through everything. Allow everything to open. Now, you're going to be tired for a little while, and the reason that you're going to be tired is because that area is opening up and releasing.
Okay.
So you're going to be a little tired, maybe for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then you should go back to normal.
Okay.
But that'll help you out a lot. I'm just watching the energy clear as I'm speaking to you. Also, right now, what's happening is that your energy levels are going up, and they're going up extremely high. What I'm talking about is your frequency.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Your frequency is going up. Can you feel that frequency going through your body?
Yes, I can.
Good, good, good. Now you're starting to come down again. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
I just feel so much better.
Yeah, what's going on is that the frequency is going up higher, and your energy is being cleared, and you're relaxing and getting higher all at the same time. So that's really cool. Talk about a dichotomy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Your mind should be very clear right now.
Yeah, it is.
Wonderful. It is. Thank you so
many,
much.
Many, many blessings to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will be monitoring you, so please call me back and leave your phone number on my machine.
Okay, I'll
actually, my telephone, and I will monitor you if something feels like it's coming up. I have a lot of people that I'm connected to, and I monitor everybody that I've ever worked on, and if something goes on, I just call that person.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless.
Take care. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Anyhow, loving kindness is extremely important, and the way to heal somebody is through loving kindness and opening up to God and allowing that energy, that divine energy, to flow through you. There's nothing secretive about it other than a lot of people have been keeping this from you, that we need to keep ourselves in divine will and connect to the universe. And the universe will always help you no matter where you're at or what you're doing. I have had a friend of mine tell me that I've had parking angels, and every time I go to a parking lot... Hello?
Hello, Steve. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you today?
Very good, Nancy. What can I help you with, dear?
Well, I would like healing. I've had a severe cold / flu for over a month now.
Okay.
And I just cannot get rid of it.
Okay. Okay, we're connecting to you right now. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you pretty quickly now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Good. Terrific. Do you feel yourself opening up a lot more?
Yes, I do.
Good, dear. That's wonderful, Nancy. That's just beautiful. That's really, really quickly opening. Okay, I'm scanning your body right now, and what we're doing is clearing. I'll tell you exactly where we're clearing. I'm clearing the left side, pardon me, the right side of the groin area right now.
Okay.
It's coming right up the right side of your body. Are you capable of seeing energy there?
Occasionally it comes and goes.
Okay. If you, let's make it so you'll be able to see it a little bit more. Let's just clear you a little bit more, honey. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself very centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good there. Is your mind very clear right now? Should be.
Well, it's clearer than it has been.
Good. What we're doing is the higher the frequency, the less cold you'll have.
Uh-huh.
So what I've done in the past, what I do basically is that I use an oil called Young Living Oils.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
No.
And they have a product called Thieves. And it's an oil that actually will take your frequency up and clear up. You know, it'll help with colds and flus and different things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
And you might want to try to get some of that.
Okay.
Who else in your family is not feeling well?
My husband.
Yeah, okay. You seem to be trading it back and forth.
I kind of thought that, because
yep.
He woke up not feeling good today.
Yep.
And
yep,
I've been
yep.
so careful.
Yeah. What we need to do is this. Is he around?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I'm going to raise his energy levels.
Okay.
Can you ask him if that's okay, if I can do that?
Yes.
Hey, Randy.
Yes, he said yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to take up his energy and your energy both at the same time.
Okay.
You should be opening up to a lot more energy. Can you feel that?
Oh, definitely.
Good, dear. Do you feel yourself more and less in a multidimensional state right now?
Yes.
Good, dear. What we're doing is opening you up to a new state of energy.
Oh, good.
Okay, a higher state. Your husband's going to be able to feel this, too. Do you feel the energy flowing out of the top of your head now?
Oh, yes, I do.
Good, honey. Good. You feel tingling in your hands and your feet and
yes,
all through your body?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That feels really great. How does that feel now?
I feel wonderful. I feel very grounded, very, very open.
Great. Could you ask your husband if he feels the same way, please?
Okay. He said he feels more open.
Good, 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 good. He should be more grounded also, so that's good. What we need to do is keep your frequency up. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do. Not as often as I probably should.
Okay. I would meditate at least once every day.
Okay.
I massage people, and I go into a meditation at least 6 or 7 times a day when I'm meditating. When I'm massaging somebody. You've heard the little voice in your head, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you follow that?
I haven't been able to. very well. Before I got sick, like 12 years ago,
yes,
I was able to hear more and see more.
Yes.
And now it's, I can get bits and pieces, but nothing really, I can't go further.
Okay. You should be able to listen to that little voice. There's a lot of light going into your head right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
That's right from heaven, honey. That has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
That's coming right from heaven. That's coming right from our Heavenly Father. I'm just not going to say anything other than, is he talking to you right now?
He's telling me to be still and be calm.
Yes. Yes. What we need to do is be more gentle with ourselves.
Okay, yes, I agree.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Anyhow, he will be talking to you, and please listen to what he says to you. Everything will be life-affirming. There will be nothing in there that's going to cause any problems, but God is God, and he will give you what you need.
Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
God
and,
bless you.
Pardon me?
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, honey. Tell your husband... he's clearing a lot right now, so you guys are clearing together.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's really... Do you mind if I stay on the phone another minute or two here with you?
Oh, no problem.
I just wanted to make sure that everything is clearing the way that it's supposed to. It is. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Oh, wow. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. Can you feel the energy in your third eye now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I bet you can. Good. That'll be opening up for you even more.
Good.
So, enjoy the frequencies.
Mm.
The frequencies are wonderful, and they'll really, really help you. Don't be afraid. Whatever you see, whatever you go through, the darkness or whatever, just allow that to come out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of it. We have to go through that to receive more light and love. If you want to, you're welcome to call me back anytime, you or your husband. You've got my cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And don't be afraid to call me, and we could do a private session or something like that. And I'm more than happy to help anybody else out there that might need some help. I'll give you my cell phone again. It's area code 585-746-8321. I've got about a minute left, so I'm going to have to disconnect from you. I'm terribly sorry. But I will be working with you. I will be monitoring you. And if something goes on, I will call you. So please do me a favor. Call me on my cell phone.
Okay.
Leave me your phone number, and I will be monitoring you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Steve Barish. I'm sorry, but I need to go. My hour is up. And don't forget to turn your clocks back tonight when we go to bed. So it's 6:54 right now. I've got about 1 minute to go. So thank you so much. Thank you, Fred Bell. Thank you, everybody, for being as kind as you have to me. And may God watch over everybody. Hope to see you, and God willing, we'll be together next week. Bye-bye.